Track 2. Hole in the wall. To your right is the retaining wall for another tramway that led to the upper Brynhenllys colliery that we will visit at stop 4. The ornate brick-arched hole simply acted as a drain to prevent a build-up of water that may have undermined the structure. Prior to the tramway, women transported materials in panniers on horseback for 1 shilling a trip, 3 times a day. But even the introduction of steam-powered trains didn't speed up the process at first, as Arwel Michael discovered.
When the first railway line was coming up through Cwmtwrch, the children were running alongside the engines, and the children were beating the engines until the Midland Railway took over, and then the engines got a little bit more sophisticated and the children couldn't beat them any longer.
To your left, down by the water's edge, you may be able to make out a concrete structure that formed part of the leat that took water to the brickworks and lower Brynhenllys colliery. The leat was a channel into which water was diverted from further upstream, and at a shallower gradient, so that a sufficient head of water could be generated to drive the water wheels.
And you'd need a good bit of water power to draw coal up from underground. And you're thinking of this leat operating 3 water wheels in a colliery and 1 in a brickworks. So this water would have been operating 4 water wheels. But if you have a look at this from a little bit lower down, you'll see that it's a twin channel. So in all probability, 1 channel would have been going to the brickworks and the other channel would have been going to the colliery.
But while very little evidence of this channel remains, iron bars along the river edge provide clues to its construction.
But the iron bars were holding back the timber trough part of the leat, which was going down to the colliery, because they couldn't do this type of thing all the way down to Twrch, so they had to improvise, and then had to drive the iron bars in to hold the timber, which was holding a volume of water behind flowing down to the colliery.
So where was the feeder for this leat? We'll discover this at stop 4. But let's first head to stop 3 and look for evidence of how they controlled the flow in this great river.
Continue along the path, and soon the river will pull away to the left. Listen to track 3 when you reach a large stone slab overhanging the tramway above, and to your right.